Good day, and welcome to today's broadcast from the USDA Radio Studios in Washington, D.C., featuring the Assistant to the Secretary of Agriculture for Rural Development, Ann Haislett. It's now my pleasure to introduce Ann Haislett.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today to hear about the report issued last week to the President from the Task Force on Agriculture and Rural Prosperity. My name is Ann Haislett, and I'm serving as the Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development at USDA. During the course of the task force, I led a work group on quality of life issues. However, this was truly an all-hands-on-deck team approach. So today, I'm also joined by Janine Miller, who is the Senior Advisor to Secretary Perdue for Rural Infrastructure, and Rebecca Adcock, who is the Senior Advisor for the Secretary and steered much of the coordination of the task force. Just a little bit of background about the task force. On the day that Secretary Perdue took office, President Trump signed an executive order that created an Agriculture and Rural Prosperity Task Force. This task force was created specifically to identify the ways that the federal government could come together to improve life in rural America. This group brought together more than 21 different federal agencies, all with resources to assist rural communities. In addition to those entities, we gathered input from agriculture and rural stakeholders from across the country, really through written comments, roundtable meetings, and town hall events. Secretary Perdue himself traveled to 30 different states to listen to the voice of rural America. He gathered with citizens, farmers, business leaders throughout rural America and held countless meetings with partner agencies, as well as discussion with industry experts. Over the course of a fast and furious 6 months, the task force created a rural prosperity vision, and this vision is encapsulated in the report that was released last week. It contains 31 recommendations of ways that the federal government can assist rural communities in building prosperity or simply get out of the way. There were five key prosperity factors that were identified over the course of this work and are focused in the report: e-connectivity, quality of life, workforce, innovation, and economic development. The report really serves as a roadmap to align the federal government with state, local, and tribal governments to take advantage of opportunities that exist in rural America. We believe that in order to truly capture the opportunities for agriculture and rural communities, the federal government's role, both in action and partnership, is critical. Let's start with e-connectivity. Here, you know, when we think about the everyday challenges that are faced by rural Americans, access to broadband or e-connectivity is one of the very first thing that comes to mind. Everything from healthcare to education, market access for small businesses, that access to high-speed, high-capacity internet is necessary for rural Americans, just like it is necessary for people living in the city or in the suburbs. Right now, nearly 40% of rural Americans lack access to sufficient broadband access, and this must change. We need to connect our farms, our rural homes and businesses, and rural schools to high-speed technologies. In considering this issue, the task force looked at several issues. First, to increase access to broadband in rural areas, we must incentivize private capital investment, including the use of public-private partnerships. We also must make investment in high-speed internet infrastructure more attractive by streamlining the burdensome review, approval, and permitting processes. Our second area of focus in the task force was quality of life. We believe that quality of life is the foundation for prosperity, and as the modern economy becomes more mobile, the places that Americans are choosing to live are increasingly influenced by the quality of life in their home communities. When we think about what pieces in a community enable people living there to experience a high quality of life, there are a number of fundamental aspects to be addressed. For example, modern utilities, affordable housing, efficient transportation, access to medical services, public safety, and quality education. So the task force looked at each of these components and made a number of recommendations. And lastly, as part of this effort, a wide range of federal departments and agencies are focused on crafting an effective response to the opioid epidemic, which really is looking at how we can best support rural communities in designing and building solutions that are based on their own specific needs and their strengths. The third area of focus for the task force looked at the importance of the rural workforce. Here to grow and prosper, every rural community needs both job opportunities for its residents and then the employers and that economic investment that we want to see come to these places certainly needs qualified individuals to fill those needs. Today's rural areas are more economically diverse than in the past, which really prevents an opportunity for growth in the workforce sector. There are significant opportunities for the rural workforce to prosper and grow. However, the task force found that a data-driven analysis of employee skills and jobs requirements is really needed to help match curriculum and training programs that will best serve those employers' workforce goals. The task force believes that successful workforce development strategies can create well-trained and skilled personnel with the qualifications needed in the modern economy. One of the things that they looked at, for example, was career mapping within education systems, beginning with K-12 education and continuing through higher levels. What is needed there to help prepare the workforce of the future to fit rural economies? Turning to our fourth area of focus, innovation. Here, the task force concluded that there's a tremendous opportunity in agriculture with the food demand of a growing global population. As the world's leader in farm production and innovation, the United States can certainly leverage emerging agriculture technologies and practices to both meet that economic opportunity and the humanitarian need that we will see around the world. Globally, the biotechnology sector is a driver of the so-called fourth industrial revolution. This, we believe, presents an unprecedented opportunity for American farmers and rural communities to excel on the front lines of innovation, again, in these rural places. We have technology innovation in agriculture, but beyond, we see innovation really through manufacturing and mining technology as well that can also enhance the efficiency and the safety for the rural workforce. And finally, the task force looked at economic development. Here, the task force found that infusing rural areas with stronger businesses and agriculture economies, investing in rural economic development will not only empower these places, but also empower all of America. Rural businessmen and women, entrepreneurs, as well as beginning farmers and ranchers, need improved access to capital to facilitate their businesses to help them start, grow, and expand. We believe that enabling rural-based investment partnerships, whether they're public or private, can help communities identify and develop projects that are best suited for investment and promotion of economic growth and job creation. And then beyond capital, the task force determined that identifying key regulatory reforms, streamlining processes, and improving interagency coordination is needed to create conditions in which the rural economy can thrive. So in conclusion, last Monday was a big day for rural America. The report by the Agriculture and Rural Prosperity Task Force represents a commitment by the president, by USDA, and 21 other federal agencies to take action to improve the conditions in rural America. These are not simple tasks. They will require the coordination and partnership of federal, state, and local governments, the private sector, individuals, and families across rural America. However, with the report, we believe we have a clear roadmap, and we can't wait to get started.